Welcome to the 10 Question Pop Quiz for Ksuba Stav Ein Ches. Number 1. Which stuff did we learn? Women prefer to be married than single, even if it means marrying someone who's short as an ant or combs wool as a profession. That's on Daf Ein Hey. Good. Number 2. Which stuff did we learn? Rabbi Gamliel said that we're already embarrassed that the properties in the Nesua cells can be retrieved by the husband. Now we want to place a limit on an Arusa. That's on Daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn? If the wife's mumi are discovered in her husband's house, she can say, Manili biyadcha. That's on Daf Ein Vav. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn? That a woman is permitted to divorce a man who has a repulsive profession. That's on Daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which of the women, the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, agree that if a woman inherited property before becoming an Arusa and then sold it after she was an Arusa, the sale stands. That's on Daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn about the disease of Ra'asan and how Rabbi Yishub and Levi would learn near people afflicted with it? That's on Daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which of the women in the Anusha they enacted that the husband inherits the Nixei Melud, the wife's soul? That's on Daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 8. Which of the women that since Chalitza cannot be accomplished through a Shaliach, a Tanai cannot be attached to it? That's on Daf Ein Dod. Good. Number 9. Which of the women that defect for a woman includes perspiration, a mole, or bad breath? That's on Daf Ein Hey. Good. Number 10. Which of the women that a chalitza mutas is where the woman said she would give the yavam money to do the chalitza, but then she doesn't? That's on Daf Ein Dod. Excellent. That concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.